With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So, Bachelor Nation news. So, there's going to be a new host for the Bachelorette season.
What?
Kind of. That was like my clickbait. Like,
oh, I was like, huh?
So, apparently, Chris Harrison had to leave the resort to go drop his kid off at college.
At college, yeah, I saw that.
So he had to leave, and then when he comes back, he has a 2-week mandatory quarantine before he can actually, like,
be on set.
So JoJo, prior Bachelorette, is filling in temporarily.
Okay, girl.
Which just seems like a random choice. Like, I know she's very beloved in Bachelor Nation. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say that's their favorite Bachelorette or whatever.
Mm-hmm,
but to fill in for Chris Harrison, she wouldn't have been my first thought.
No, my first thought would be Lauren Zima. Is that her name?
Lauren Zima, Chris Harrison's girlfriend or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Her, I would have thought Wells, because Wells flew down there.
Oh my god, Wells is fun.
Wells is fun. Yeah. They're probably he's probably gonna do some type of bartender on the beach thing from Paradise.
Uh-huh. Yep.
For Bachelorette. But I thought him maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. John, like, even what was his fucking name? No. I was gonna say JPJ because he's like fun and a personality, but
that would be wild. If he was hosting Tayshia's season.
Never mind.
Crazy.
I forgot about that layer. Never mind.
Oh my god, that would be so crazy.
Somebody with a little JoJo personality, but I guess if it is replacing Chris Harrison, they got to keep it like someone also just kind of dry and even keel.
Yeah, and somebody like responsible.
Yeah.
Like JPJ, I could see out, just no mask. Off. Okay, just crazy, right? But JoJo not only probably is very happy about the job and the opportunity and the exposure, but is also like boring, safe, and will get ratings.
Yeah. You know? True. Yeah, that's it. People do love her. Yeah. So, but yeah, interesting. We'll see just a new voice hosting the show that he had hosted for the last 20 years.
20 years, poor Tayshia is having to deal with so many new things.
So many new stuff.
Oh my god.
I hope they whip this thing together properly, honestly.
Yeah.
Because she already, so 2 weeks, Claire was down there filming for 2 weeks. So is that chopping off 2 weeks off of Tayshia's journey? Or is she still getting a full journey?
I mean,
is the season just going to be a little bit longer?
I don't know. I don't know how long they were planning on making this shit. And no way, because they can't go nowhere.
They can't. They usually film for about 2 months.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that was still the intention. I think so, because they flew down 40-something dudes. So it seems like
they flew them down, but they usually go to Vail and Scotland and this and that. And they can't do none of that shit.
Right. So are they still going to like stretch it out for 2 months or not?
Yeah.
I don't know. No idea.
Not either.
But yeah, a lot of newness for this upcoming season. I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
I'm worried. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We will see. Other tiny news, Vanessa, Nick Viall's former fiance.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She's now engaged.
Is she having a baby? Or is there another Vanessa having a baby?
I don't think she's also pregnant, no.
Never mind. Congratulations, Vanessa. Congrats to Vanessa. That's great.
All of Nix's exes are just in...
Better places.
Poor man is Nick. Still single.
He wants to be.
You think so?
I'm convinced. Yeah, he wants to be.
After going on this show 8,000 times?
I think that's why.
Maybe that's why it's not working out, because he actually does want to be single.
I think so. He's
36, though. He's one of the older. Mm-hmm. Come on. The heck?
Maybe he doesn't want to. Some people don't want to.
He's 39. Oh, wow. Woo! Nick is a solid. Nick. He looks great for 39.
He does.
Not to say 39 is old, but like that. Yeah. I would not have thought that. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I'm so curious about him.
I know. Me too.
Just like, why is he single? I find him very good looking. I think he's a bit messy, though.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, mm-hmm. especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Oh.
Very.
within Bachelor Nation and then like, you know, his podcast and things, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very interesting that everyone just mm-hmm. is off La La Land engaged. And he hasn't publicly really dated anyone.
I know. It's sad that he's kind of like, he seems almost like the stepping stone for like better times.
Oh, God.
You know?
It seems like it, yeah.
You know, like that job that you have that you're like, this next job, I'm going to work at Google. And then you go, you know?
Hop, skip, and jump.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm all better for him. I've always been a Nick Viall fan.
Yeah, always. He seems very interesting.
Very interesting. And loved his season. Yeah. His season gave us Rachel. But even despite that, it was a great season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's not afraid to speak his mind and be a little messy. Mm-hmm. But it's getting in the way because this man is still single and everybody's now getting engaged. So,
yeah.
Best of luck to him.
Yeah, I know. Best of luck to you, Nick. Even if you do want to be single.
Even if you do. That's fine.
Yeah.
That is fine. Anyways, let's dive into this recap.
Let's do it.
All right. So this is the season finale. This is the last. Mm-hmm. Jason is making his choice this episode. They're in New Zealand. It's been a week since he saw Ty. And so Ty's down at the beach in New Zealand, like playing, and Jason comes running up, and it's a whole, you know, moment. Now Jason, he's like to Ty, like, are you ready to meet my friends, Molly and Melissa? Ty doesn't know what the fuck is going on.
No, Ty is jet lagged. Okay.
He's jet lagged.
A jet lagged 3-year-old.
He has no concept of what his dad has been doing the past however many weeks. He keeps coming home and leaving and coming home and leaving. So no, he's not ready to meet nobody. He literally just wants to hang out with you.
That's it.
So Melissa is up first, and she is excited. She knows this is a big day. She's meeting Ty. Yep. She's the only person who's previously seen him, because she like dips her head in, so I'm sleeping that one time. But yeah, for their date, they're at a golf course, and Ty and Melissa just hit it off.
Right? And you know what? Shout out to God and foreshadowing, because Melissa's now husband is named Ty.
I know. Yes. Oh my God, which is an interesting layer.
It's so great. I love it.
But she's really good with Ty. She wasn't she at this time like training to be a teacher or something?
A first grade teacher.
First grade teachers. You really saw. She was just like natural with him. He gravitated to her. They just built a really quick rapport, and it's like she'd been hanging out with them all the time. There's even a moment just Jason stepped away for a minute, and so it's just Ty and Melissa, and like they were good
hanging out,
just hanging. I thought, because that's the moment where Ty might be like, where's my dad? I want my dad. Didn't even remember him. He was just chilling with Melissa. I think for Melissa too, she could have been like, oh man, like, is he gonna
what am I gonna say?
And they were fine. It was cute. It was nice.
Yeah, it was good
to watch. That's a huge moment. But yeah, Jason comes back and he like randomly has a lamb.
A lamb! Which I was like, this is weird. And then they started petting it and I was like, oh my God, this is my ideal life.
I know. I also remember they're in New Zealand and there's sheep everywhere. So I was like, that's okay. Yeah. This is random, but not so much. So yeah, cute little intro to Ty on the date. Now, then they meet Jason's family. And there's a whole bunch of people. This is sister, I think it's two brothers, mom, dad.
Big family,
yeah. And they are fresh off of him getting his heart broken by Deanna last year. So everybody's guards up. Now, the brother, he said last year with Deanna, they held back a bit. They didn't ask all the things that they should have. And they're not doing that this time. So mom asks Melissa if she's in love. She says yes. Jason does reveal, though, that he didn't meet her family. So the brother immediately is like, so...
like, so you don't know her?
So
you don't know this lady?
Do not know this girl. What? How are y'all going to get engaged in three days? Like, what? And the mom, too, she in her confessional, she's like, this is a big deal for me that he has not met her parents. Like, hello. Because Jason doesn't see... like, this is not a red flag for him, but it's a red flag for all the rest of us.
Everyone else. I mean, it was a red flag for him. And then she somehow did all them lies to convince him
that
it was fine. And, oh, yeah, no, it's fine. It's totally normal.
Oh, my God.
It's no worries. You know,
she could swindle that.
She did. She really did.
Hey, guys. That's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.